Welcome, listeners. I am Samuel Odomakin, and this is the fourth episode of Living in the Moment. This podcast is about athletes who have passed away at a young age. Without further ado, let's get it started. Derek Vincent Thomas was born in Miami, Florida on January 1st, 1967. He was raised by his mother throughout his childhood. His father, Robert James Thomas, was an Air Force captain who was killed during a mission in the Vietnam War. Thomas started playing football when he was about 3 years old. Growing up, Thomas didn't really have a father figure in his life. He would always hang out with the bad crowds and was more likely to end up in jail than in the NFL. He was arrested several times as a juvenile. At the age of 14, he was sent to juvenile hall. He arrived at Daddy Marine Institute. There he found his true calling. He met director Nick Miller, who was one of several people who helped Thomas get his life back in track. Miller was a former wrestler and recognized Thomas' athletic abilities. Derek ended up doing a total of 2 years at the Institute. Afterwards, Derek decided to focus on football. He later on attended South Miami High School and joined their football program during his junior year. Derek started off as a running back and played a few plays at tight end. He was decent, but the thing that got his coach wanting to play him most was his speed and physical aggression. The coach ended up making Thomas switch his position to outside linebacker and defensive end. Thomas was a better fit at these positions. He quickly gained attention from college recruiters. Thomas was so good, he earned second-team All-Dade County honors from the Miami Herald and Miami News. Thomas was athletic. He played football, wrestling, basketball, and track, and was really good at every single sport, even earning himself All-Dade honors in wrestling. In his senior year, Thomas was ranked on top of Dade's senior prospect. After his senior year, Thomas decided to join Ray Perkins and the rest of the University of Alabama football team. Thomas continued dominating in college and he saw action as a true freshman. Thomas didn't really play that much due to the already stacked team. He was playing behind Cornelius Bennett on the depth chart. Luckily for Thomas, Cornelius graduated and Thomas moved up the depth chart and never looked back. Thomas became one of the scariest linebackers to play in college. He was so fast. Every time the ball was snapped, he was right there at the QB's face. By his senior year, Thomas was able to rack up 27 sacks and won the Butkus Award, given annually to college football's best linebacker. Afterwards, Thomas decided to join the NFL. He was selected fourth overall by the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1989 NFL Draft. Thomas continued his dominance in the NFL too, earning him Defensive Rookie of the Year award. And he went on to become a 9-time Pro Bowl selection. Off the field, Thomas was dominating too. He never forgot the people who helped him become who he is, and he decided to establish the Third and Long Foundation, which helped children with their reading. Thomas was honored by the NFL and was given the prestigious Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. On January 8th, Thomas was in an accident which sent him and two others overboard. Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt, which caused him and another passenger flying across the car and onto the street. The first passenger was killed right away, and Thomas was paralyzed from the waist down. And the third passenger was not injured at all, due to him being the only one wearing a seatbelt. Derek was later flown back to Miami to be treated by renowned surgeon Dr. Barth Green at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Despite receiving the best state-of-the-art paralyzed care, Derek succumbed to his injuries on February 8, 2000, after suffering an embolism. Derek unfortunately later on died at the age of 33. Thomas left behind a great legacy, and many people to this day will never forget the impact both on and off the field. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2009. His son, Derek Jr., gave his inductment speech. Thomas' mother, Edith Morgan, established the Mom to Mom 58 to honor his legacy. The foundation works with professional football players and nonprofit organizations, community leaders, political figures, and entertainers to educate the public on car seat and seatbelt safety. Derek will be missed by many, and for those of you who are listening, please wear your seatbelt for your own safety. And if you have kids, please make sure their seatbelt is secured properly. Make sure to donate to the Patreon and make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give this episode a 5-star rating and let me know which athlete to cover next. And big shout out to biography.com for helping me with this information. And make sure to follow my Instagram at livinginthemoment22 and Twitter at livinginthemo13. See you guys. Peace.